feel like a cliche. I am a cliche. Oh, I am a creepy, creepy cliche. I'm not gonna look at you. I'm not gonna watch you sleep because that's creepy. Oh, who am I trying to kid? I'm so fucked. So utterly fucked. And it's all your fault. All your fault. How can you look so adorable when you're sleeping? I never had a chance. You know, I am certain that there's a time when I didn't feel like this, when we were just friends and I didn't have this. I'm not saying it. Denial is the only thing I've got left. I know that there was a before. I can't pinpoint it. It's like I've always been in love with you. It's like you've always given me butterfuck. Have I always been in love with you? Was I just completely clueless? I was. Wow. I've always been in love with you. And I... Oh, and I said it. Here we are. The last night before... We'd go our separate ways. Fuck. I'm actually having to stop myself from reaching out and just tracing your features. I wish I could. I'm not looking at you to memorize your features. Because they are permanently etched on my memory. I'm just looking at you because I love you. I am stupid in love with you. It's creepy and cliche. You're my best friend, my everything friend. When I have good news, you're the first person I tell. When life goes to shit, you're the first person I tell. If I ever killed someone, you're the person I would ask to help me hide the body. And you would. Which is a little bit worrying, actually. I can tell you anything. You'll never laugh at me. Well, that's a damn lie. You laugh at me plenty. You take the piss out of me and you make me smile. You kick my ass when I need you to. But you're always there for me. And I can be completely honest with you about everything. Apart from this, I can't be honest about this. So I'm just staring at you. very creepily. You're wonderful. You're gorgeous. You're smart and you're funny. And you are almost perfect. Almost. And it's not because you've got flaws, although you do have flaws. You have so many flaws. But I love them too. It's because there's no such thing as perfection. But you're a really strong argument for it. I'm fucked and I'm gonna be fucked some more. Because you're not gonna be here. You're moving out. The end of an era. And the beginning of my heart breaking. Because it won't be the same. We'll still be friends. We'll still be best friends, but not having you close is gonna hurt. And I'm gonna worry. I'm gonna get caught up in thinking things. Wondering what you're doing, where you are, who you're with. Yeah, that whole cliche thing. A big part of it is jealousy. So fucking jealous. When I see girls look at you, I want to scratch their eyes out. I want to hide your way, but then I want to show you off and... It's gonna suck without you. When you come home annoyed, pissed. I love you, obviously. I love that you're all ridiculous. You stomp around. I can't help but smile. But then I'll get ice cream and we'll just sit down on a sofa and just talk it out. And I can see it just melt away like the ice cream. You know that I'm actually eating your ice cream, right? It's not melting and disappearing. It doesn't evaporate. You know. But you let me get away with it. Fuck. I'm gonna miss the little things, the stupid things. The way you get annoyed at me for leaving the, top off the toothpaste. You know, I only do that to annoy you. I love you. And it sucks. Why does it suck? Loving you sucks and you're awake. Fuck, how long have you been awake? Oh. One moment, please.
Ah! Oh! Fucking hell, are you joking? Ah!
No, I'm done. I'm not done.
Fuck my life! Fuck!
Okay, I'm done. And my stomach's making sounds. That's just adding to the moment. Just wonderful. I won't lie. I am a creepy cliche. And I'm a little bit, a lot bit, kind of in a it's harder to talk to you when you're awake, and that's sort of insulting, I know. I love you. Fuck, I just came out and said it. Okay. I don't expect anything. I don't, just, no, just be quiet. I don't have any expectations, or I want so much. I love you stupidly, passionately, just completely. And I love you. Why didn't I tell you before? Did you miss the bit about us being best friends? And yeah, I've seen enough Lifetime movies to know that. Yeah. You don't. My stomach is. The lead doesn't end up with their best friend. They end up with someone gorgeous and clever who doesn't walk into things and doesn't have a tea addiction. Well, they're pretty accurate, right? Next, you're going to tell me that there's no Santa. There's no Santa? See? I've just told you that I love you. You're still being. We'll be alright, you know? This is a sign of that. Nothing has to change. The distance will actually be better. I'll get over it. Although I don't know if you're the kind of person that I can get over. Good. Wow, that's kind of dickish. I mean, just because I said that you're almost perfect, don't get a big head. Why didn't I tell you earlier? Because I was afraid. Afraid about what would happen. About stuff changing about you. You always hear people ask the question, what's the worst thing to say in reply to someone saying that they love you? And I have thought a lot about I've thought about it. And you never say it back. that's why I haven't said it, because fuck. You wouldn't say it back because we're best friends. Yes, I'm in love with you, but that's not the point. You wouldn't say it back. Did you just call me dense? Slow. Wow. What? You said it back. What the fuck are you talking about? You said it back? When did you say it back? When I was talking. I said I love you, and I love me. You love you? No. You love I. Close enough. You love me. You, are you sure? Okay, no, don't hit me! God. What? Why do you look so annoyed? It's not as romantic as you thought it would be. You thought of this. One moment, please. So just to recap, I'm a creepy, tea-addicted cliche who loves you, and you are a annoying cockwomble who loves me. Say it. What do you mean, no? I haven't... You haven't said it. Well, I didn't hear you, so it doesn't... Are you really not going to say it? In the morning? You're joking, right? What? We're going on a date? We're going on a date. We're going on a date. You're taking me on a date. No, I'm paying for breakfast, apparently. Okay. 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 I'm just what? I'm not smiling. I'm just okay, a little smile. Just shut up. Go to sleep. What do you mean you're not going to sleep? Piss off. Fine. Watch me. Creeper. I'm not smiling. Piss off. You're actually watching me. God, we deserve each other. We do, don't we? And we're going on a date in the morning. What am I going to wear? What? Shut up. Stop laughing. I know you're not going to say it. Not until tomorrow. But would you kiss me?
Really? Really?
I have to buy you a cup of tea first.
Wow.
You're kind of cheap. In a good way. I mean, that sort of thing for tea, I approve. I didn't just call you a tea whore. I didn't call you a tea, okay, I kind of insinuated. Inferred? Yeah, I did kind of call you a tea whore. What would you do for tea and biscuits?
Really?
Okay, oh, that's, I'm not blushing. I'm absolutely, not blushing. Shut up. Just go to sleep.
Stop saying stuff like that!
Fuck. I am so fucked. I am fucked! And I love it. Go to sleep. Don't worry, I won't wake you up with my adoration this time. Well, I'll try.
Go to sleep, my little tea whore. Oh yeah, new pet name, tea whore. I know. I love you.
What, you're not going to say it back? Wow. You're mean.
Let's see what you'll do for a packet of hobnobs. The chocolate ones. Oh yeah. I'm playing dirty. Good night.
So what?
Sweeney?
No. Giddy? No. Go to sleep. Just go to sleep. Fuck. I am so fucked. Completely and utterly fucked.
Sorry, what? Custard creams? Okay, I need to go shopping before we go on our date.
Damn.